tzaddik. Paragraph would start, hooray. Okay. So he wants to compare the chazals. The Hashem Elokim Tzavok is a shemayin over her penech of Yerushay. Omer b'yachad ein lono ele ha'oros ponim b'vav. Da'i lono shenem over her penech of Yerushay. Just smile. Just give us ha'oros ponim. Then, Ben Berchlin says that you see Malvin Shinaim L'Chaveiro is better than Mashkei Ochola. So, which means that feeding you and taking care of you is less significant than my interest and care about it. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan can say, when we ask the Kodesh Baruch, we say it's more important that you should give us a smile, you should give us a horse pony, than you should give us our needs. Because that's the greatest need that we have. So we see this point that if I can understand that vis-a-vis Kodesh Baruch Hu, the main element of the relationship is the horse pony. So what then between the two individuals? The main development, the element of the relationship is the horus pond. Okay. Zatar holding on of his peridal tesva. Ramasya ben Cheresh Omer. Have you marked him shalom chalom? So why is it important to be marked him shalom? Why? Because I want to be the one who wins. Like, why is it important to be marked him shalom? Zatar vol. Hameshim shalom mekayim it's his derechim. You were nice to me. I have to respond to you. Right? But why am I marked him? Hamarked him shalom is Mizriach Shemesh Adavera. I'm showing that I care about you and I want to connect to you. That's why I want to go and greet you. So the kuna is not the question first versus second. The point is the fact that I'm greedy. If I'm greedy, that means I'm interested in you and I care about you. So I'm showing a focus and an interest. That's a whole different reality than just responding. Zayda satara ritzayno shenayda. So we should understand like this. Kol adam mitzapel azrocha shemesh meisu losu. That every human being is waiting, somebody else should be Mazriach Shemesh, like we said before, bring light into my life. Be interested in me, care about me, notice me. And that that push enlightens my life. But he asked me, Hinani Shemesh, Herzarach, the Chom Mishabo Abamagiti. And I have that power to do it to somebody else. By the fact that I can shine my countenance in somebody, I can bring light into their life by being interested in them. Okay, so he gives you some examples. Tinakpuat met mafin kvar bein panim zoyafos bein panim miras. Even a little baby could tell when you're smiling at him and when you're looking at him with a frown. Bispakum abitachibo. If you look at a baby, it could be 6 weeks old, and you're smiling at him, you're cooing to him, and you're showing interest in him, the child will react positively back. You give him an angry look, and the kid starts crying. They want to tell you the following reality. Who knows what's more important for the growth of the child? Right, is it the food or is it the smile, the interest, the care, the love? Or we do kiyel and a gadol b'li kol haresponim. Daim b'diak l'tzemach a gadol b'li shemesh she'efshar she'abor. There's been studies done like this. You know, they have the kids who raise in orphanages, which they gave them all of their physical needs, but they gave them no interest. They did not cuddle them, they did not pick them up, they did not interested in them, they ignored them completely. And the children grow up physically with illnesses. The body doesn't can't grow right. Now, umi'ida, but turn it around. Fascinating thing. The child has the power to be mayor ponim. The first time the child smiles, at this point, he is touched into a power which the animals don't have. That's the power of the das, like he said before, the ability, the interest, to show an interest in somebody else. This is the first expression of the neshama. And this is the kayak of the neshama. He writes a different place. He says that Be'etzem, the goof is a noitel. The goof has needs. The whole yisoid of the neshama is a gift key to the goof. It's yisoid or a noitel. It's not a noitel. Because the people go through their life, the whole life is focusing on being noitlin, so their focus is totally on what can they get for themselves, the goof. Right? A person who can turn his life into a life where his focus is the prepared to be a noitlin. So be'ikir, he's in a shaman, not a goof. See, that's Shatzotaka Tatsum Novus. It's a gorgeous pshat. It's a gorgeous pshat. The Shatzotaka Tatsum Novus means the person who's defined himself that he's a noisei will never die. Because the body dies, not the neshama. If he's defined himself that he is the kayach of the tsura adam shabai, which is what gives to the goof its mitzvahs and gives to the world beyond, so that never ends. So be'etzem, he never dies. Whereas a person who's not a tzedakah, his whole goof is. So the Ben Yehuda says, the body, goes down lamata l'oritz. How beautiful. Okay. Everybody's waiting for somebody else. Okay. He wants the Rebbe to look at him with interest and a care, to notice him, to think about him, to shine on him. He wants his Tamina to be interested to learn from him and care about him and can want to connect and take what he has to offer. The children are waiting for the parents' concern and interest. The parents are waiting for the child to want to connect and be interested and care.
They
can destroy their lives. Why? They don't give back to the parents any interest. Any. If the child never smiles at the parents, as it were, never shows that they appreciate what they're doing and they want to be connected to them, it's tremendously painful for a parent. They're going to make their lives a life of chesh chafel. I had a conversation today with a father. Right? Father was dropping his teenage son off for a Shabbaton somewhere. Right? And as the son turns in, he comes back to the car, he says, "Abba, can you give me a bracha for Shabbos?" Now, every Shabbos, the boy sits during the bracha like this. Like, I never know you're here, Right? And the father says, it touched my heart that my son wants a bracha for me. Like, I'm giving my bracha, like, for the last 5 years, I'm giving a bracha like everything, like this, And now I know, and something means something to him. Like, so that one time that he asked for it was a gilui milsa of 5 years. But imagine that the son, each time he got a bracha, would have smiled and said thank you, or at least showed that it was the relationship important to him. How much happier the father would have been for the last 5 years? Like, sad. I come to the store. I want to buy something. I want you to understand that my limitations, what I need. I want you to be interested in me. Akam Amerchim at Sapra Lahavonis and Lukuach Shal Yisal Zabar Bischarosi. Ah, you have chunky stuff. The Amerchim feels good about that. Wow, this is not, the prisoners, you know, word wasn't certain smiles. So you have a crafty Amerchim, this is great, I can take advantage of it. But most human beings feel good. They take pride in what they're producing and what they're presenting. And you, by walking the store and giving a smile, you've said, you know what? I appreciate what you've done. So I feel good. So you gave me a chiyus with that smile, with that interest. Okay. Okay. What do you mean? The guy sat, he practiced, he studied, he prepared, right? He walks in and the dying smiles, the other guy knew, he gives him a growl, and done. Ois, what do you mean, ois? I prepared. Zel Roshim shall star spinel dying. He was master upon him to you. You can't think. Like you walk into the store and you go to the sales lady and she gives you this, you know, like, what do you want? You're done. You can't explain what you want. You know what you need. You know exactly what you want. You know, but she gave you a hard time. You can't think, right? So we think like we feel like foolish. The Bible says it's not foolish. We're tapping into a tremendous yisoid in the karchas of Adam. This is mamish, the foundation of relationships.
So how far are we supposed to take this? Like, how far are we supposed to be influenced? Like, is this that's a healthy thing, or should we try to be the sun that just gives energy and you know doesn't get influenced by the moon? Like, obviously you need some both, but like, is there like a place you're supposed to strive for?
Well, what you're really supposed to strive for is to reach a madrega, the horus panim of a kadosh baruch who gives you your horus panim. Your goal in life is not to live without horus panim.
Yeah, just move it from
being dependent on a human being to be getting it from a kadosh baruch. But that's quite a madrega. There are individuals who reach that, but that's quite a madrega. So that person is called Kuloi vis-a-vis Bnei Adam, right? He looks at Kodesh Baruch Hu, gets the horse upon him, and turns around and gives the horse upon him to everybody else. And whatever they give back to him doesn't face it. But in general, the Yisoid Chevra Anushis is Echon as a Rabban Kol Adam the horse Bnei Azulus. Hashem Yikach Nasina Shal Horus Ponim Hashosim Aleiv Kol Bali Neshama. Okay, and that's these are the powers which define the yisod of all relationships. Right, it's not only people, but it's different nations, it's different in different groups. Right, they all have they're waiting for they're looking for that somebody else. You're looking for allies. You're looking for friends. You're looking for people who care, right? You take a nation which is all by itself and nobody cares. It's very, very difficult for them to function. Now think about. You have two neighbors, two people live nearby. They dive in the same shul. They sit next to each other, and for what reason they never found a way to connect. They never found a commonality. So they're uncomfortable with each other. You know, I walk in the shul and they realize the guy, he never smiles at me. So I walk in the shul, uncomfortable sitting next to him. Every time I see him, I get uncomfortable. Right? Well, what was the problem? I never was mayor punim to him. He was never mayor punim to me. in the Nasalim says a Makor Lakak, near Kitomid, all the Machaka Lakhaber, Shalom Yaskal, these Karabe love, Makaka Machaka Madbush. So, what's the problem? So, no, fix it. You start. And they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait. Rabbi Sabal Tamido, she is Karabe love, and Yitzilo Sekosa Bayosa. The Rabbi wants to tell me them, should talk to him, discuss with him, ask him for Aitzes, get involved, you know, feel, appreciate what the Rabbi has to offer. Rilo Talmud, Mechakel Rabbi, Shifta, Gloy, Pesach, Gloy, Karbis. The Talmud's waiting for the Rebbe to connect to him and start, you know. See, he's waiting for him, he's waiting for him. And they go through years, and then it never happens. Oy Harav, Meiroi, Roitzah, Shiadosoi, Tishtat, Oy Toy, Mechopel, Osel. The Rabbi wants to be, he wants to lead his Kehilo. He wants them to understand something happened, they should discuss it with him, they should ask his advice, they should follow his derech, he should be the leader. The community is waiting for the Rav to get involved and, you know, step forward, understand, get right. We believe this Karav Zel is a life goes by. They never bridge the gap. And you have this chasm in between. He's been telling you, listen, he doesn't want to connect to me. What do I want? It's my fault. You know, I can't do anything about it. The idea of understanding the other person. That he's waiting, and I can, and I have the ability to give that. And if I start, eventually the relationships will thaw, the warmth of the sun will thaw the relationships, and we'll make a connection. Look what Chazal did. They were able to capture a simple idea, simple concept, such an important insight. Let's finish off the parrot. Don't think it's an easy job. The saver terrace of Rum, the super la Kodesh, Rum Grzinski, Zechar Tazli Brach, the Kailam and Bo, Tamina Movic, Mamala Makamish, the Sabak, Lisha, Mr. Botka, Zechar Tazli Brach, the Kailam and Bo, he's also involved with father in law. Right? So Avram was the last Mashkiach in Slobodka. He was killed by the Nazis in Yimach Shmo. He was in the Covenant Ghetto. He was in the Slobodka Ghetto. Okay. So over there in the introduction, which the family put out, they bring the following Eidus from the people who were there with him at the end, you know, at the end. Now, the Torah of Rum is this gorgeous, gorgeous tifa havana of Bnei Adam Sefer. It's mamash, all of the havana of the altar. You see what ended up in the Torah of Rum. I mean, such a havana in people, and his love, his understanding, because the real nakuna of what Chazal is trying to say. I can tell you, it's you read the pieces, and you're like, wow. It's the part of the Sefer wows you.
What's the chain again? Yeah, the altar, and then
the Rav Avram took over from the altar.
Rav took over from the altar.
When the altar moved there to Israel, so Rav Avram took over.
And then Mamali Mekom Shel Saba. That's what he's talking. The Saba.
Saba Kaddish is the altar. The Meshach Shana Sayim Omer La Sefer Panim Yafas. He spent 2 years working on that. Haroyev Becholat Tkufas Yardim La Saba. At Kamini Yosef Nidazu Kinyan Menashe. Okay, he worked on it for 2 years. That always they have a Sefer Panim Yafas there, every individual. And you see how much he actually was able to kind it. Okay. He was able to, you know, I'm happy to see you. The situation is horrible, but I'm still happy to see you. And I want to show that, I'm able to show that my interest in you, my care about you, even though I have this horrible situation over my head. I want you to understand, we're not talking about something which is easily understood or acquired. It's a true almol. It's not just I'm a smile at you. It means it's years of developing and understanding that my purpose in life is to be interested and care about somebody else. My Rebbe Reb Chaim Tzikatzik Levrocha told me, was a person who really worked on this. He told me the following story. He was in Eretz Yisrael. He met Rav Volbo. Rav Volbo told him a story. So I'm telling you a story about, my Rebbe told me a story about Rav Volbo telling him a story. Right? Just, you know, it's a maisa, tach maisa, tach maisa. That Rav Volbo was by a chasam recently, and there was an elderly yid over there, which Rav Volbo didn't know, etc. He walked over, and the person wasn't necessarily familiar with Rav Volbo's name. And he went over and said, Shalom Aleichem to this yid. The yid responded with the following line. He says, thank you for coming over to me and introducing yourself, because now there's another yid in the world that I'm aware of that I can love. Rav Volbo was taken very much by that line, obviously. That was the person's reaction, was, you know, there's another person I'm aware of, and now there's another yid out there that I can be aware of and think about and care about, and, you know. Right? So Rav Volbo told my Rebbe this mice, and now Reb Chaim Tzikatzik Levrocha was mamash such a person, like his like kol kula is such a matias. So that was a great mice to hear from Rav Volbo, like, you know, just when he up his alley, you know. But it's a powerful thing, we don't understand how powerful it is, and but you see it, you know within our chug to some extent. Baruch Hashem, you know, people care, people are interested, etc. It's not so powerful. You go out to the outside world, where like nobody cares about anybody, you know, and you walk into a store and you smile at the checkout person and they ask you how are you. In an honest way, not, you know, pro forma. And you see their faces light up. You walk down the street and you say hello to somebody in the street. You see a person's face light up. It's very hard to say, I'm fine. Like, people smile. Why do people smile when they say that? Because if you say it in a way that you really, I'm really happy to see you, have a good morning, people just, you put light into their lives. It's a powerful thing. Right? And we just don't use it enough. We don't realize the power that we have, you know. And we don't use it enough, and we don't understand how important it is to us. You know, sometimes I'm having a bad day, and all the problem was that you know somebody that I'm waiting for didn't give that to me. So I can stop and say, you know, 1 second. You know, don't let it define me. I have to become aware of what my lack is. And I don't know, but let me, you know, let's make sure next time I see him, I'll make sure to reach out to him and mail it. We'll bridge the gap. There's things to think about, but that's some concept. So he's going to go weiter in the next paragraph and talk about it. Right, what should you do with the kayak of a horse bun? So that's a page, Kuf Sadigim, let's hold it here.